Everybody eats, but how does a food story change when a civilian becomes a soldier?
John E. Bestrica, Private First Class.
My name is William Walker, and I was a first class petty officer in the United States Navy.
Coming soon to iHeartRadio, a new podcast welcomes our veterans to the table. From World War II.
December 7th, 1941.
My name is Lawson Ichiro Sakai. I'm an American of Japanese ancestry.
Through today.
My name is Jason Skinner, Operation Iraqi Freedom, OIF.
Our veterans share where they fought, who they fed, how they ate, and what they missed.
We had a cider mill. I can remember getting up in the morning, looking out my bedroom window and seeing the wagons lined up waiting to go through the cider mill.
Food was good in the Army. I enjoyed it.
The military had powdered eggs, and I hated those powdered eggs.
I miss my mother's cooking. Lima beans and stew. She was a marvelous cook. She was a marvelous cook.
What was happening at home? My dog, my father was still working pretty hard.
Ask not what your country can do for
you. My name is Jacqueline Raposo, and I welcome you to Service, Stories of Hunger and War, a new podcast from iHeartRadio debuting Veterans Day, November 11th, on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and everywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Everybody has their freedoms because of what everybody else has given in the past.
We started feeding them basic Army food. We started feeding them. That's the first thing we did.
Join us